This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading-related question that is on your mind, I am sorry to say that I don't answer them anymore myself, but what you can do is check out all the material on NoNonsenseForex.com or the No Nonsense Forex YouTube channel. Chances are I have already answered your question there, or you can also go to the No Nonsense Forex Discord forum. A link will be down below in the show notes and in the YouTube description. And if you go to the No Nonsense Forex Discord forum, the same rules apply there. Traders, don't be lazy. Please make sure you have combed over the material first to make sure your question does not exist there. Please don't ask for their indicators, my indicators, or things you can easily look up on a search engine, such as how to calculate pip value for the ATR. That is a simple Google search. The fine folks at the Discord forum are there to help you, but they will stop helping people if they keep getting questions like this. I used to have a section called Ask VP where I was very free with my time and I would answer any question, Forex related, that you had on your mind, but then people eventually abused that. Now, answering somebody's Forex trading related question is the absolute last thing I ever want to do, because the dumbest 5% of you went out and ruined it for everybody. So please don't make that same mistake and ruin it here. We are very fortunate to have such a great user-created forum that has so many different subcategories based on pretty much anything you have already learned on the YouTube channel and want to continue that education further with like-minded people who are doing the same thing. But as is always the case, especially with human nature, just do not give them a reason to not want to help people anymore. If your question goes on the YouTube comments section and does not get answered, there is probably a reason for that. And that reason is the question has already been covered, or the answer is just a matter of you going in and testing it. So take that as a hint, and please don't also dump that question on the Discord forum where it also does not belong. It is the Forex Q&A podcast, and these next two episodes are going to be a two-part series that don't have a whole lot to do with Forex trading. Now, I know people are getting a bit restless that at this stage of the podcast, I am not tackling nearly as many Forex trading questions, especially as it pertains to technical analysis and things like that. Well, the reason for this is that we have pretty much run out of those. There are still a few topics I'm going to tackle down the road, but understand, traders, there's only so many things to talk about, and there is a reason why the podcast and the material are all ending at the same time towards the end of this year. I strive for quality over quantity. I could easily keep this going 3 more years if I was just going to sit up here and talk about nonsense and what's going on in the world today and things like that, but that's not what I want to do. That was never the idea for this. It had a definitive end date, and all of the good, juicy technical analysis stuff is mostly in the past. Like I said, there are a few things we still have yet to uncover. But most of the instant gratification, super fun time indicator stuff is over with. But my ultimate goal when it's all said and done is not to just make you a great Forex trader. It is to essentially make you bulletproof. Now, what do I mean by this? I don't want you to just be good at one thing. This is why this metal series that we're in right now is so important. I don't want you to have all of your money in one place. And by one place, I mean the currency that you have it in and also in one physical place. We'll talk about that. But I am such a strong believer that if for anything else but simple peace of mind, having yourself spread out over many different areas in everything you do is the absolute best way to go, just in case something bad happens and one of those avenues closes down. For example, a close friend of mine is freaking out right now because he feels like there's a really good chance he's going to lose his job, a job he's had for 6 years now, and he has no idea what he's going to do if this happens. Now, this is miserable for two reasons. One, just the helplessness you must feel if this were to happen to you, especially if you have family members who are relying on you. And then two, let's not forget, all of the stuff you have to constantly put up with in the workforce that you normally wouldn't in real life, but you're so afraid of losing the job, you just put up with it anyway. That constant, like, Chinese water torture, dripping on your head that most people have to endure in the workplace. And this doesn't just apply to your everyday 9-to-5 job. This applies in trading too, where many professional traders are flying without a net. We might have prolonged periods where we're not making any money. Or, for example, what good is it to spend all of this time becoming a great Forex trader if the way we trade Forex right now looks completely different 10 years from now and might be to where we are no longer allowed to trade it at all, or our country is no longer allowed to trade it at all? We have no idea what's going to happen in 10 years. If you asked this question back in 2008, what the future was going to look like, 11 years from now, people would have never predicted 98% of the things that we have right now that we did not have 11 years ago. We hope for the best, but we just don't know in the end. So it is worth our time to slowly make ourselves bulletproof, make ourselves immune to any downfalls that might come our way. We really need to protect ourselves from situations like this by becoming good at other things and also making sure our money isn't just in one spot. And so when you're spreading yourself out like this, the one question you really have to ask yourself is, if I'm going to go this other route, what is the upside compared to the downside of doing it? So for example, learning how to trade Forex, the no-nonsense Forex way, is a great upside-to-downside ratio because the upsides are tremendous. You can compound the money in your bank account. You can go on to become a professional trader in some capacity. And maybe even if you don't do that, you still learned a lot of great money management and disciplinary skills that you didn't have otherwise. And the cost? Nothing, if you don't want it to be. Zero, as far as money goes, just your time. And the majority of human beings across the globe waste a lot of time. So to sit there and say that your time is super valuable, doesn't quite add up the way it used to. Back when we spent all day farming and just trying to stay alive. We really had to maximize our time back then. Nowadays, we all have time to burn. You can use it for something productive that's going to change your life over time, or you can use it for absolutely nothing. Now, we all have those moments where we want to relax and enjoy ourselves. I get that. But we don't need to spend as much time on that as we think we do. You can take a portion of that and apply that to your future. Many of you are doing that now. You're doing that here. And I don't think many of you regret doing that, do you? Now that it's all said and done? So far, it has really been a great use of your time. So my point is, you can apply this to many other avenues. You just have to first look at it and determine what is the upside compared to the downside. This is why I love the metal series. It is, in a sense, showing you a different market to where you can get the same results, if not better, than the spot Forex market that took you as long as it did to learn. But we are doing it in about 6 weeks. Tremendous upside compared to almost no downside. Now, there's always downside if you lose money, but if you do this right and you take the time to learn it the right way, the chances of you losing a bunch of money, i.e. the overall downside, become very, very small. And then after this, we're going to talk about a few other markets that you can also add to the mix. It's fantastic. To where if all of a sudden one of these markets just ceases to exist, as we all know it in terms of how we're able to trade it, you will still have 3 to 4 other markets that you are also very good at that you can fall back on. And there is tremendous comfort in knowing this, because you'll never have that lingering fear in the back of your mind, what if this all goes away someday? So I've always thought, for example, holding precious metals, as long as you don't buy them right after a huge panic run-up, is a great investment because unlike stocks, which are companies that can do all of these different things, these are metals that have held value for a very long time. They can only go so far down. But even if they don't go up at all, just the protection it gives you is worth any downside that I would ever be worried about. And I think metals are very, very unique this way. So this is why I encourage everybody out there, if they can, to hold precious metals and just have it there just in case. If you only hold one currency, find ways to hold more. If that means setting up a foreign bank account, go do that. Find a way. I did it. And now I have the added benefit of having money in more than one place in case one of those places somehow goes under. Now, I'm shooting this on Sunday, October 6, 2019, and just today there were stories coming out about how there's bank runs in Hong Kong. I think those stories might be a little overblown, or it might just be the beginning of something greater down the road. We don't know. But Hong Kong, of all places, one of the number one banking centers in the entire world, have become prone to bank runs. Now, bank runs are when everybody tries to go get their money out of a bank or an ATM, and banks, and especially ATMs, only have so much money in it. We think as banks as these places with these huge vaults and all this money, most banks aren't that way, which is fine until it's not, and everybody wants to come take out their money at one time. This happened in Cyprus, this happened in Argentina, countries that never in a million years thought would ever happen to them and would laugh if you told them that it might. It's been happening. So as I have mentioned before, I spread myself out as much as I possibly can. Not just in the different types of currencies I hold, and that includes metals, but also in the ways I'm able to make money. You know, you see those people out there that just seem to be good at everything. I am definitely not one of those people. I am only good at a small handful of things. But I have done my best to leverage those things to be able to make money in different ways. I have other businesses that have nothing to do with Forex trading that I barely even talk about. Some are cash positive, some are not. But the point is, they are there, and I'm doing my best to grow them. And even though it is work, it's enjoyable work. It stimulates me. You know, I can think of no better way to spend my free time. Now, please don't think I'm being boastful here. It's not like I'm netting hundreds of thousands of dollars in everything I hold and everything I do. Far from it. But I'm spreading myself out as wide as I possibly can, and then attempting to go deeper and deeper in each of those things over time. So instead of spending money on stuff I don't need, I take most of the money I make and put them into these other things, hopefully trying to make them go from small to medium, and then maybe someday medium to large. Now, I know I am not hardwired the same way everybody is. This is going to be a big ask for a lot of you. But I can say this. The peace of mind you get from knowing that no matter what happens in the world, any external factors out there that you can't control, which is a really helpless feeling if you think about it, especially if you have all your eggs in one basket in terms of where your money is or what you know how to do. The peace of mind of knowing that no matter what happens out there, that you yourself, and then in turn your family, will be fine, regardless of what that thing is such a wonderful feeling that it resonates in everything else you do. Now, there are a good handful of my listeners out there that have very, very little money. The way you protect yourself is to get really good at many other things that are useful to other people, or just the knowledge of how you're able to do that thing so well is useful to other people. And things like this are what we're going to be talking about in the next episode. Now, I know there are people out there that might find this episode a bit unusual, especially if you're used to a very particular format to this podcast, and it may even sound like I'm a bit paranoid that all of these horrible things are going to happen to us. And I really don't think I am paranoid. I'm mindful that these things might happen, especially when it comes to a falling economy. I know the pieces are certainly in place for this to happen. Whether it does or not, I don't know. But here's the punchline, traders. If I am completely wrong, and in the next 20 years, for example, none of these events that I speak of ends up happening to any of us, and everything continues to be fine and wonderful, you tell me, what was the downside of doing all of the things I did to protect myself? If all of the other currencies I decided to hold don't gain in value, I still have them. I can still convert them into USD or whatever currency I want, no matter where I am in the world. If some of them lose value, then some of the other ones I have will probably gain value as a result. If metals don't go up and they go down, well, I still have them. They pretty much always go back up at some point. And if any of these things completely crash and burn, well, that's only one piece of a much greater puzzle. And at the end of the day, as far as the skills I was able to obtain over time, you know, knowing how to make money 6 or 7 different ways is always going to be better than knowing how to do it one way. In the overall grand scheme of things, taking the time to spread yourself out financially and by expanding your own particular set of skills, at the end of the day, there is almost no downside. Yet there will always be tremendous upside to doing things this way. Traders, when it's all said and done, we here at No Nonsense Forex do things that the masses don't. The masses waste tremendous amounts of time every single day. The masses are only good at one thing, and that's debatable. And if that one thing were to ever go away, they're screwed. And then they're left scrambling for something else. Do not just become good at one thing. Do not only be able to draw income from one place. And I will continue to do the best I can to get you there, such as getting you proficient in the spot metals market. Get ready for a new trading video on Thursday. Catch up on the blog at nononsenseforex.com. And this week, start thinking about ways you yourself can spread yourself out across other markets and across other skills. And when you do, keep that upside to downside ratio in mind. We'll talk more. Go get it.